Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I took my COVID.
What's going on?
So I took my COVID vaccine, the first one, about a month ago, and ever since I've had numbness and tingling on my face, and a little bit more anxiety, and I noticed that my arthritis, like my legs, are more stiff. And last week I had a bad episode where that numbness and tingling went all over my body, and then my face started, it felt like it was moving on its own, and then I started crying, but it wasn't me crying, like I was tearing, I was crying, and then when I felt that I was crying, then I was really crying because I was getting scared of everything that was going on, and so I don't know if that has to do, like, with the vaccine, because it's such a coincidence that, you know, things start happening after I took my first dose.
Right, right. Was it Moderna or Pfizer?
Pfizer.
Okay, and which side of the body did you get the shot on?
Left.
Left side. And which side of your face was numb, or is it both sides?
Mostly on the left, but both sides.
Okay, that's interesting. But this was about 4 weeks after the shot?
The numbness and the tingling on the face was right after the shot. It was like bad, wow. You know, like tiredness. But then as the days went on, it was less and less, but that slight numbness stayed there. And and sometimes a little tingling, you know.
Right, yeah. Right. And did you report it to the VAERS system? You know how they give you a number to text that you're having issues? Did you do that yet?
No, I would just call the advice nurse and to report, you know, what was happening.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't remember what they said. But when I went to emergency last week when the bad episode happened, they tested me for all kinds of things, and they said everything looked good, and they don't know, you know, it could be the vaccine, but they're not too sure. They don't know.
Right, right. Did they do a scan of your head?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Good, good. Okay, because obviously we want to make sure you didn't get a stroke, whether it was vaccine-related or not, so we always want to make sure that you did good getting seen. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, where you don't want to cry, but you're tearing, and you're crying, and you're losing, you're not losing that, you don't have that control over that bodily function, and it's a scary time. I mean, you know, it's one of these things where we, I haven't heard of those side effects per se, but I wouldn't be surprised. You know, I mean, it's one of those things where it sucks when doctors are like, well, I don't know. And I hate to say that too. Duh, I don't know. But it, you know, when there was nothing new, no new foods, and they tested you for COVID to see if maybe to make sure you didn't get the virus.
I got tested that day for COVID.
Good.
For my job. Yeah.
Good. So, you know, it could have been, if it was a reaction to the vaccine, it could be an allergy to one of the components. It could be your immune system affecting your nerves. Sadly, we don't have really good blood tests to pick up vaccine reactions. The only thing we could do is note, look, something's going on with my nerves because I'm feeling it. It feels like it's moving. I'm not controlling my crying. And so, you're in California. So if you did hesitate on a second shot, are you like screwed in terms of you can't go in anywhere, or would they give you something saying, look, you had a possible reaction? Because, you know, I'm not your doctor, but obviously you should talk to your doctor before you even consider a second shot, if not avoiding it, because if this was a reaction to it, I don't know what the next one would do. That it's frightening, you know.
Yeah, it is, because my body was like, it felt like it was another body. It was just doing things, you know, that I wasn't in control of.
Right.
It was weird.
Did they suggest you see a neurologist?
No. Actually, after the emergency, 3 days later, I did see the doctor. She didn't really suggest anything. I'm the one that said, can I get tested for my thyroid or my B12? Because she said my B12 looks concerning. Yeah. And so she didn't suggest anything like counseling or anything.
Okay.
I said, can I make an appointment for a counselor? She said, yeah, you know. So it felt like, I don't know, like I'm really not getting any help. Like,
I don't know. Right. I mean, I love the idea of thyroid testing, B12, checking your electrolytes. You know, whenever somebody has neuritis or neuropathy, we always check B12 levels and stuff. But as long as your blood work is normal, I would probably recommend a neurologist, because if you still have facial numbness, if you still have, now the anxiety and all that, yeah, a therapist could help with that. But if it is, you know, neuropsychoactive reaction to, even if it's not the vaccine, something else, vaccine related or not, we don't want any numbness in the face. We don't want to think there's anything wrong with the nerves. And sometimes there's things they could do to kind of help reverse it. If this is inflammation of your nerves, they might want to do some sort of an anti-inflammatory, like a steroid or something. So again, I have no idea what your situation is, but I would suggest if you're still having symptoms, you've got to get in with a specialist. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for
hanging in there, Irina. Keep us posted. All right. Call back. Let us.
Giving Tuesday is a day when people all around the world come together to support causes that are important to them. In celebration of the generosity found in the Meta community, the company will match up to $8 million in eligible donations made to fundraisers on November 30th on Facebook for nonprofits in the United States. Emily Dalton-Smith is the Vice President of Social Impact.
Most donations on Facebook are under $25. Those small but mighty dollars add up, but it's important to remember that giving doesn't just mean money. We're testing Facebook neighborhoods in more than 130 new cities, which means that many more people have a simple way to build and strengthen their local community. The new giving exchange is another thing I'm thrilled about. By donating items for free to neighbors, not only is it a way to help one another, but it's also good for the environment.
What are some other ways people can give?
Whether you're supporting a Black-owned business through Buy Black Friday, donating to a stranger's fundraiser about a cause you love, or doing something completely different, I really hope people will consider giving. It can make all the difference in the world for someone and can be pretty impactful for the giver, too.
Where can we go for more information?
fb.me/givingseason2021.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented.
Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Guys, we're back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So some of you guys are traveling next week. Some of you are actually going to start to travel this weekend. And so there's some storms that are coming. I think there's supposed to be a big one along the East Coast. There's also a storm Midwest. So please watch out and prepare for that. It's supposed to be a lot of snow, a lot of wind, a lot of rain. So kind of keep an eye on that. And, you know, with any sort of travel, I'm never stressed if I already plan to be late. If I plan to be late and I plan there's going to be a day or two delay, or maybe, you know, you miss your flight and coming back, you don't have to go right away to work. You could have a few days. you might want to set that up. But usually I don't do that. Usually I only have a very finite time to get something done. And so if I don't land at 10 p.m. Sunday night, I feel stressed because I want to be at work by Monday morning or be on air. So my suggestions to you is expect a poop show when you travel this holiday season. Now, why? Well, apparently the TSA is facing the federal vaccine mandate deadline that's supposed to happen Monday. And I'm being told that 40%, I want to verify, that's a high number, 40% of TSA agents have not yet reported their vaccination status. That doesn't mean they're unvaccinated, but the deadline is coming on Monday. And 40% of TSA workers have not reported it. Now, I get it. Sometimes I'm like, all right, I got some Monday. I could upload it Sunday. Mostly, if you're vaccinated, you pretty much get that done before you lose your card. You don't want to lose your card. And so if you're worried that your job's in jeopardy, you upload it quickly. So I'm worried that there are thousands of TSA workers that are going to then be canned if they don't... I think the federal mandate still allows for testing, but if you have some people saying, I'm done, you know what? We're going to hold the line. You guys are forcing us to do this. It's the Monday of Thanksgiving week. We're out. What are you going to do about it? So just be prepared that there's going to be some drama next week. I don't want any drama. I'm sick of the drama. But just, you know, if you're going to be traveling, just keep in mind there's the federal vaccine mandate. Now, OSHA suspended the private vaccine mandate. So what happened yesterday, which nobody covered, nobody talked about, and I'm like, guys, this is like big news. OSHA is not going to enforce Biden's employee mandate, meaning any employer that has 100 or more employees to get vaccinated. OSHA's not going to, for now, enforce that. That's not the federal mandate. The federal mandate still goes on, and Monday is the deadline. So those pilots, those TSA agents, they could be out. Now, they're expecting at least, is it 20 million air passengers during Thanksgiving travel period? But this is air passengers. We expect about 60 million at least to be traveling. And the TSA states the deadline will not result in any shortage of airport screeners. The union that represents TSA workers has already publicly pleaded with the Biden administration to delay the mandate until after the holiday season. Now, the TSA is there for our security. So if we are going to be understaffed, and it is global that there's a mandate and that this is going on, where did they think of this? The Monday before Thanksgiving week, where did they come up with that? What do you think somebody who's a terrorist is going to do? I mean, what do you think they're thinking right now? I mean, it is mass chaos holiday weekends, which is why I don't travel. I'm having surgery, so I get to get out of that whole Thanksgiving thing. But if I have family across town, across the country, you know, I might want to see them. And I get wanting to travel on Thanksgiving. You have 4 days off if you're currently not working. Or if you're currently working, one of the very few that's out there working. It's going to be a zoo. It's going to be a mess. And so there's going to be long lines. And you need your TSA at its strongest. You don't need it at its weakest in terms of numbers. So this is an absolute cluster. Now, you guys about to travel, you need to think about some things. All right? How many of you guys lose your keys? Or you lose your medication? Or you lose pieces of paper? I have lost my COVID card twice, and luckily I found it. Okay? And so the cat sometimes picks it up, the dog... I have it in a safe, but what happens if you lose your COVID vaccine card? Have you already taken pictures of it? Have you uploaded it? You know, just plan for what if you lose your, if you're going to be traveling. I mean, you make sure that vaccine card, I stick mine in my bra. I mean, I know the card's like this, but, you know, with double D's, it fits. But I don't want to lose it. I don't want it on a, I mean, if I had to evacuate a plane, I don't care about my driver's license. I don't care about my credit card that's already maxed to the gill. I care about the COVID vaccine card because I want to be able to go and see the Raiders if I want to. I mean, this is how ridiculous things are right now. So make sure you take a picture. Even if you take a picture, email it to yourself. Send it to a couple different different sources. You can't put on Facebook because, remember, they said don't be putting your COVID card on Facebook because people can replicate it, even though there's fake cards all over the place. But make sure you have multiple digital copies of that card. Don't laminate the card because boosters are coming and boosters are going to be mandated. So if you laminate it, then they have to tear through the lamination and it's just, you know, well, my card already has stuff spilled on it and cat teeth marks. My card looks ridiculous. But did you guys know that there are vaccination certificates through the CDC, through the vaccination reporting systems? Now, some of us, we got the vaccine, and it was so chaotic that I don't know if it ever got, like, reported. It got written down early on. But some of us might have, and I'm going to check to see if mine is on here. There should be a VAMS proof of vaccine that we could access. Interestingly, in the beginning, people didn't want the government knowing, you know, if you got the vaccine or not because you didn't want to be tracked. Well, you know, with the millions now having it and now you being prevented, that's how they make sure people, you know, let them know, because they want to be able to, if they lose the card, access it. So look up, it's called VAMS, the Vaccine Reporting Systems. Look that up to see if you ever are stuck in a foreign country or in another city, and they won't let you back without showing proof of your vaccine card, and they won't take your phone picture. They want to see the actual card. You know, I had to pre-register for surgery. I had to bring the actual card. It wasn't that. That's why I was panicked. They couldn't find it. Right? I found it. They won't take a picture a lot of places. So protect that sucker. Now, your medications. How many of you have just enough medications to last you till December 1st? Okay, that's already a bad move. Go and get your vaccination. Go and get your refills of your medications now. If there's going to be long lines of pharmacies, if there's supply shortage, if there's medication shortages, you need to make sure you don't run out of your medications. So any of you thinking you are good till December 1st, you're probably not. So make sure if you need a refill, get that now. Whenever you do travel with medications, separate it. All right, put half of your medication in your suitcase, half with you on your carry-on. Because if you lose one or the other for a long weekend, you could be screwed. And then trying to call your doctor when you land on a Wednesday night at midnight, late, and there's nobody answering the phone, your only luck is going to be telemedicine or being without your medicines. And some of your medicines might not even be able to be called over state line. So what I would recommend is, look, you want to see your family, do it. I think that's fantastic. Fauci even says, look, if you're vaccinated, that's good. If you're vaccinated, you'll be safe. You'll be fine. He feels good about it, which, by the way, Anthony Fauci has said, we are seeing an uptick in vaccinated people in the hospitals. Remember I told you the majority of people in the hospitals are unvaccinated, but was it a 51-49 split? Was it a 99-1% split? Fauci has noted that, yes, we are seeing hospitalizations of vaccinated people. So for those of you that are like, look, whew, I'm vaccinated, but I don't want to get COVID, you're going to be in an airport, a crowded airport. Maybe don't have the half-ass mask. I don't even know where my mask is. Maybe get an N95 respirator. Maybe try to, you know, stay away from other people. Realize on a plane, even if they're wearing masks, stuff is still breathing out the mask. If you are really deathly afraid of COVID, I probably wouldn't advise traveling. Not if you're going to be stuck and possibly having to sleep at an airport. I just don't trust flight cancellations. I don't trust, you know, if all the pilots are going to be there. And people are getting sick. We're seeing flu now. We're seeing COVID cases. If we're understaffed now and we've had all these flight cancellations, how do we not know that there's not going to be cancellations next week? So, listen, if you guys, you know, aren't currently working and it doesn't matter, you can camp out at grandma's, I think that's one of the best scenarios where then, you know what, I'll just then put off the flight since after. But if you're like me, where you got a finite time and you got to get in and get out, be prepared that there's going to be some drama or some delays or some flight cancellations or something. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Thank you. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Americans head out on the road for the Thanksgiving holiday, the wide open road can be joyous, but the price of gas can be a real bummer. Scott Hayes is with the Toledo Refining Company. He tells Fox News the problem could be fixed in about 5 minutes if the president wanted to do so.
Listen, the president has levers he can pull. He can set the biofuel mandate today. That's something he could do. People would feel at the pump immediately. He can set it at a reasonable level consistent with supply and demand. He could set it at a level that within constraints that the infrastructure can handle.
Waukesha Christmas Parade terror suspect and career criminal Thurl Brooks Jr. is being held on $5 million bail in a Wisconsin jail after prosecutors formally charged him with five counts of first-degree intentional homicide Tuesday. Since then, a child has died from their injuries, making an additional charge of murder a probability in the coming days. USA Radio News. The State Department announced Taiwan is among the 110 invitees in its upcoming democracy summit. Taiwan was invited to join other nations, including the United Kingdom and Japan, at the December 9th through 10th virtual summit. It should be noted the final list leaves out several U.S. partners, such as Turkey, a member of NATO. It's Thanksgiving at the Bidens.
It's the first couple's first Thanksgiving as president and first lady.
Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe.
President Biden and the First Lady Jill Biden will be eating their turkey on Nantucket, which is a family tradition. They arrived there on Tuesday evening after some community service at the D.C. Central Kitchen. The Biden family has celebrated Thanksgiving on the tiny Massachusetts island since 1975. They only missed the trip last year because of the pandemic. And from the USA Radio News New England Bureau, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so, you know, every presidency, the public starts to challenge their mental health and their physical health. I mean, look at what everybody said about Trump. They worried he was a narcissist. They thought that he had extremes and he was going to hit the button and drop the nuclear football or whatever. And then, again, people were concerned about Bush and, I mean, everybody. I remember Ronald Reagan. I was a kid. And I remember somebody, gosh, I don't know how, I didn't really watch a lot of grown-up TV in the 80s, but I remember there was somebody showing Ronald Reagan signatures, although I might have been in high school by then because he was president from 80 to 88. But it showed President Reagan's signatures and how year one it was really crisp, and by year eight it was really kind of, you know, messy. So they were saying, you see, that was a sign he had dementia, whatever. And then later we found out that he ended up getting Alzheimer's, etc. And so it's nothing new. Everybody always accuses a president of having mental health issues, etc. It just happens. Everybody, you know, because again, if there was going to be any sort of successful removal of a president, the only way to do it is legally do it is by challenging their health. But as a doctor, I want to be honest, you know, it doesn't matter where we stand politically, it is concerning what we see with President Biden. And I told you guys this about a year ago. I said, look, politics aside, if he needs help, he should get help. You know, with dementia, sometimes it's too late, you know, but it, you know, sometimes early on interventions can help. Now, I don't know if he has dementia. I don't know, but I tell you, I worry when I see him stammer. I worry when he's like, wait a second, I'm a doctor. I've seen it. You've seen it. You know, he's aging. He has some lack of some of his cognitive skill that he didn't when he was younger. I mean, look, he's been in politics for 4 decades. We know, we see the difference. I mean, you know, it's nothing critical. Critical in terms of us criticizing him. You know, it's not yellow journalism. I mean, yeah, he's not as sprucey and spry and tight as he was in his speech years ago. But not only do Americans notice it, but Putin obviously notices it. I mean, our enemies, these other countries, notice it. And what is America going to do about it? Well, people go, oh, well, the Republicans want to remove him. Not exactly. You're not hearing that many calls for that. I mean, as a doctor, based on what I see with President Biden, I would have expected more calls for it, but you don't because they don't want Kamala Harris. You keep hearing people go, Kamala's going to be worse. I don't know if Kamala's going to be worse. I don't know. I think, again, once she lost the primary, I thought she was going to go far. But when she lost the primary, I'm like, okay, well, I guess maybe she's not like that much. You know, or maybe she doesn't have the CV, or she doesn't have the ability to you know, do the job, or, you know, she doesn't have the credentials, she doesn't have the experience. And then when you're vice president, you never really get to do much. I mean, they put her in charge of the border. But see, here's the one thing. In Kamala Harris's defense, I worked for a company where they put me in charge of something. And I'm like, okay, fantastic, I got this. And then my feathers got clipped. They were like, no, but you got to do it our way. I'm like, no, wait a second. If you want me to do something and fix something, I could fix it. I could do it without costing any money, without affecting any other staff, without, let me fix it. No, because if you fix it too much, we look bad. So in Kamala Harris's defense, whether she knows what she's doing or not, I do believe that when they gave her the border, there might have also been instructions. And if they told her not to go down, I mean, we'll only find out in a memoir, of course. Now, I mean, if that was on her own, going, oh, I don't want to go down, that's a big mistake. Because whenever you're in charge of something, you get into the thick of it. So, but I'm not surprised that she was told to do something. They go, but don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, don't bring up the wall, was she really in charge? So, I see things both sides, so I get it. Now, America doesn't get to always speak and get heard, but this one poll took the temperature of Americans, and apparently this poll, published by Politico, 46% feel Biden is mentally fit, 48% don't. Now, this is a huge drop from last October. In fact, when they asked about Biden being in good health, 50% disagreed. 46% of respondents think Biden's mentally fit, 48% don't. Pollsters also found that 34% of voters agree that Biden, who is 78 years old and the oldest president, is energetic. 37% said he's a clear communicator. Now, what's the 37% smoking? Listen, you could love Joe Biden and feel he's one of the best presidents, but you got to call it. You know, just like people who supported Trump, you know, his tweets leave a lot to be desired. I personally think Trump's tweets were a distraction, but I don't think it was appropriate. I don't think it was appropriate for a president to say those things. So, same with Biden. If you support Biden, you've got to be able to say, look, guys, yeah, he's stammering. He's having issues. You don't fall asleep at a climate change meeting when you're supposed to be representing America for climate change. I get that. It's boring. But you got to look spry. You can't look like you're taking your midday nap. And mind you, I've fallen asleep, during 36-hour shifts, but if it's something where a camera's on me, when you have a camera on you, you know. It's like a needle being poked into you. When there's a, you just always know until that camera is off. Like, you know, if you guys ever touch something and you think you touched something dirty, like a dirty handle, and you just always kind of know that you can't use this hand until you wash it. That's kind of what, you know, I think he should have. Biden's job approval rating fell to a record low of 41%. A new political morning consult poll was conducted November 13th to 15th, had a margin of error of 2 percentage points. It only had about 2,000 registered voters. But the fact that they're worried about his health and his mental health, this is more than what I've seen with any other president. I mean, I get that people didn't like Trump. But did he really have cognitive, did he have memory issues? You know, did he have difficulty getting through a statement? I don't want our president to be unhealthy. I don't want to see Biden fail. When you're an American, it doesn't matter what political side you're on. You want success. America comes first. America always comes first, beyond Republican, Democrat, even though nowadays people are like, I'd rather a Republican or Democrat completely screw things up so they never get voted. That doesn't happen that way. It doesn't matter how bad a president is. Somebody from that political party will always come back. We will always have Democrats in office. We'll always have Republicans in office until they get rid of the whole Republican-Democrat thing. Not to be debated now. If people don't want Kamala Harris, then they're not going to be asking for Biden to remove himself. The problem is Biden sadly makes a fool of himself. And with America, we need to look very, very strong. It's a really, really scary time right now. And so when you see him up at the podium going, what am I supposed to do? Wait, I'm lost. A president should never be lost. I mean, a president, like, you know, with other countries, presidents were people in the military. You just don't get confused. You don't show you're confused. You never show you're confused. I mean, unless, of course, you're in a debate going, okay, your argument confuses me because X, Y, and Z. But you have to show how crisp you are. He doesn't look crisp. He also doesn't look like he's running things. He'll be up there saying, okay, wait, they won't allow me to talk to reporters, or they won't allow me to do this, or I can't. Who's in charge? You're in charge. I mean, Trump would come up there, and again, I'm not trying to compare him to Trump. It's a whole different style, but he's like, all right, you know what? Who's next? Just throw it at me. So, you know, Americans are trying to tell us, it's not a big sample size, that they're worried. And I just hope somebody is treating him for his cognitive deficits or trying to stave it off. But he looks like within 11 months, he's rapidly deteriorating. And that scares me. He's a doctor. 1-877 and American. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is moving forward in terms of businesses and hospitals. As businesses and hospitals undergo their, shall we say, push to instill vaccine mandates, Governor DeSantis is now going to be one of the first states to fine businesses over the mandates. This is a move welcomed by many, criticized by many as well. In a fast-moving three-day special session, criticized by Democrats as political theater, according to CNN, the Republican-controlled state legislature on Wednesday handed DeSantis firepower to pressure businesses and hospitals to not force their workers to get a COVID vaccine, going along with what President Joe Biden wanted done. As we told you earlier, yesterday OSHA has suspended their enforcement of a private business vaccine mandate because it's in court, it's in litigation, and they're going to wait and see how the litigation pans out. But the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals had reaffirmed their stay, saying OSHA cannot overstep their bounds, would be acting inappropriately if they did, and OSHA, therefore, is not moving forward with the mandate. So that was a big blow to COVID mandates. So now in Florida House and Senate has passed a package of four bills protecting workers who don't want to get stuck and injected. Once signed by DeSantis, which is supposed to come in the coming days, Florida will be the first state with a law imposing fines on companies that require COVID-19 vaccination as a condition of employment. Now, the Biden administration had said with OSHA's deputization and authority that it would supersede any state laws. But now that OSHA can't enforce it because it's in litigation and the courts are saying, no, this is unconstitutional, Florida and other states will then hopefully be able to protect their workers if that's how they want to protect their workers. Again, I think vaccination should be voluntary. DeSantis is a first-term governor, and he is a huge, huge contender for the presidential race if Trump doesn't run. If Trump does win, then obviously everybody's going to probably take a step back, because Trump probably has the biggest chance of winning. He says, I look forward to signing legislation that will protect the jobs and the jobs of all Floridians who are facing unjust termination due to heavy-handed mandates. So how far the package is going to go, I don't know. But right now, he has called for a blanket ban on vaccine mandates and vowed punitive penalties, threatening to pull state protections against coronavirus-related lawsuits from companies that adhere to Biden's mandate. So if you get a side effect or you get hurt from the vaccine, you can't sue, because Biden's mandate is supposed to protect and not allow any lawsuits. Well, if you're, from a ban on mandates, businesses can require vaccination as a condition of employment if workers are allowed to opt out through medical or religious exemption, proof of natural immunity, or by submitting to regular testing. The measure, one of four vaccine-related bills approved in the span of a few hours, I mean, it was kind of a slam dunk, passed the Florida House. So, businesses should be able to allow, if somebody has natural immunity, if they can't ban a company from causing a ban, I know it's like a double negative, then a measure of one of the bills is let somebody show proof of natural immunity. I mean, why is that an issue? Or let them get religious exemption or medical exemption. So this is tough. This is tough. Employers are in between a rock and a hard place. I told you, employers could still technically be sued unless the president protects them. Because if you mandate somebody to get a vaccine and they have a horrible reaction or they die, and the person didn't want to do it and they felt forced, there could be some huge liability later. And the your Civil Rights Act is supposed to protect you, the ADA. If you suffer a medical condition and they force you to do something without accommodating, letting you not with medical exemption, then they're violating the ADA. On the flip side, an employer could be sued because employees are like, I want a vaccine mandate and you didn't. And I got COVID at work, so now I'm suing. So employers are damned if they do, damned if they don't. And I don't see how legally that could stand where if an employer doesn't mandate. An employer says, look, we'd like you all vaccinated, but if they don't mandate it, could they be at risk for liability? So we'll see what happens with that. Now, with Thanksgiving, coming, there's always, I guess, a turkey that needs to be parted, or I guess two turkeys. So the White House has tweeted a video introducing the two turkeys that they are going to pardon. They're Indiana raised, and he is continuing the decades-old tradition of pardoning turkeys. This began with George H.W. Bush, who pardoned a bird at the White House in 1989. But he called them, one turkey is peanut butter, the other turkey is jelly. Now, I think that's very, very cute, but people are now making fun of Biden because they're saying that's what we're going to be having for Thanksgiving this year. A frozen 15-pound turkey is going to cost $21.50, up 27% from $16.95 price tag. I'm not seeing that. I'm seeing even more expensive turkeys than that. So when he says he has peanut butter and jelly, and you see them in a hotel room, you see the bed, they're in the Willard Hotel, you see these beautiful plush beds, they're running around going, what the heck are we doing? And they're peanut butter and jelly, they're going to be pardoned, so they are not going to have to be killed. Gosh, they're beautiful birds, man. So they're not going to have to be killed to be eaten for turkey. But inflation has soared 6.2%, its highest point since November 1990. This has led to increases in the cost of essentials for Americans, such as food, gas, furniture. So the cost of living, Biden said it was market manipulation and supply chain crises and shortages. And, I mean, I everybody's right in that. I mean, you know, you think something's going to cost more, so there's going to be demand. Those people that got screwed over during COVID are going to try to make whatever money they can. I wouldn't be surprised if there was market manipulation. But then on the flip side, you know, they're trying to survive from what happened in this past year or two where they're not able to make the money they used to. You know, this was only supposed to be 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Here we are going into year two. This is not good. So, yeah, prices are going to go up. And, you know, and then adding mandates. And you know, it's just a mess. Wine's going up. Bread's going up. Carrots going up. Potatoes. Pumpkin pie. So, yeah, things are going up. So peanut butter and jelly might be what some of us are having. I'm going to have had a surgery, so I don't really know if I'm going to be eating a lot of turkey, but I love dark meat. Macy's has asked corporate staff to volunteer. People are kind of scrambling to get staff for department stores. And so Macy's has asked corporate staff to volunteer for shifts in department stores. They are expecting a huge, you know, Black Friday sale. And the company says it's a valuable opportunity to interact directly with customers. They are racing to fill 76,000 positions in its stores. They're going to start a $15 starting wage. And the retail industry has over a million positions it's trying to fill by next week. So they are going to pull staff from corporate, the suits, and have them, I think they're going to call them Experience Elevation Elves. That's according to the Washington Post. And so while people are dealing with labor issues, they need all hands on deck. And, you know, absolutely. I mean, you know, me as a physician, when, you know, we were short-staffed during flu season, I would file, I'd answer phones. You do what has to be done. So I get that. But it's just another sign that people are scrambling. It's a very desperate time. Macy's corporate staff are being encouraged to volunteer for up to 3 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. shifts. And they're hoping to kind of relieve some of the financial stress on Black Friday deals. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.